SBS Radio.
With me today is Michelle Jobson. She is co-founder of Go Girls Foundation, and we are going to talk about how to help our girls get a head start. Good day, Michelle.
Hi there, Mary. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Go Girls. Can you tell us what Go Girls Foundation is all about?
The Go Girls Foundation was established over 10 years ago here in Melbourne. Rita Bottomley, an amazing psychologist, and myself founded the foundation, and we actually set out simply to empower women. We weren't sure how we were going to do it, but it was what we wanted to do. And all these years forward, we're now out running a work ready program and assisting women from all walks of life, women at risk. I guess women who experience domestic violence need a lot of help moving towards independence, so we work with those women closely. Migrant women suffer terrible social isolation, so our work ready program assists them to connect into our Go Girl community of women. And women who are experiencing homelessness, because the homelessness is such a huge issue right here in Melbourne right now, Mary, and we help overcome their circumstances. We give them an enormous amount of confidence to go out and seek work. And we also, any women who are chronically unemployed, women of all ages and women from all backgrounds. So we work with women from the age of 18 right through to 60, actually, and even beyond. We had a lady in one of our first programs who was over 60, and she's successfully working now part-time. So we really like to empower women because we believe that comes from within. And our whole program is based around love. So our values that underpin everything are of acceptance and compassion and courage. So we've been working in Melbourne, and our Work Ready program is absolutely amazing. And I think what's really powerful about our Work Ready program is that we have, we're very different to employment agencies. So being a charity, we collaborate with all types of agencies across Melbourne, including WIRE and WARE for Success. And we also collaborate with local councils. The City of Melbourne's been wonderful to us, and library services. And so we build into the women over 4.5 months an elaborate array of skills that they require. So the program's quite intensive. The women have to attend every fortnight for nearly 5 months, 4.5 months. So they learn. They all walk away with a fantastic resume, and we work with some great recruiting firms that help us do that. And we also have interviewing skills. They walk away with a brand new outfit from Wear for Success. They learn how to do their makeup. They get a fresh haircut. But what's really important about our program is that 50% of it is psychologically based. So we have teams of psychologists and qualified facilitators, Mary, who are amazing and help break down all the barriers and all the obstacles that have traditionally got in the way of unemployment.
So when you say work ready, it's helping women prepare to find employment.
That's it. And look, our outcomes are amazing because, look, we only take between 10 and 14 women per program, but we work intensively with that group. They become very connected. And what's very beautiful is we bring women in from past programs. So we're running our program starting in July this year, going through to November, where they have a beautiful graduation ceremony. And that program, I guess one of the highlights of this program, and we've done it in the past, is our Industry Link program, where once the women have their resumes and they're feeling confident enough, because often the jump from having a resume, having some interview skill practice, to going into an interview is actually an enormous leap.
Yes.
Imagine being unemployed for 15 years. So we have all these volunteers all over Melbourne who will go and have a 45-minute coffee with our women. And it's just wonderful. And the women turn up, and they have to turn up as if they're attending an interview, but it's actually not an interview. It's a chance to learn how to network. I mean, of course, we all know that 70% to even 75%, the stats change all the time, people get jobs via their network. So if you're suffering social isolation, this is the first step to building a network, and our outcomes are fantastic, Mary.
And when you say work ready, it's not just preparing them to answer resumes and, as you mentioned, preparing for networking. It's also addressing the issues that they've faced in their previous life or in the past, isn't it? That would help them move forward.
Yes, and it's almost about, we certainly have, I mean, every program, every single program has a fully qualified psychologist attending. But because 50% of it is all about teaching them dare to dream, dare to receive as in you deserve to have a great life. We help them to understand they can create their own life. We talk about self-responsibility, accountability. We cover off so many amazing topics with the women, and sometimes they find it very challenging, and so we deliver a lot of tough love. And I think that our belief in them and the love and the support, you see, our facilitators, we cook for them. We make them their morning tea. We bake for them. We take them out for lunch because we show them enormous love and unconditional care and no judgment. There's no judgment. So it's a very special, safe place for the women to enter. And over 50% of our women actually get full-time, sustainable employment. And we do track with some of our women. We continue to track. And, in fact, one of our new things we're wanting to do next year is to build in a full mentor program so that our women can be mentored after our program. And we've changed the lives of women and their children, actually, through our program.
I suppose the important thing into moving forward is to learning how to believe in yourself again.
That's it. And you know, what's really interesting about that, Mary, is when you don't believe in yourself, that's okay, because we all have days of great self-doubt. We have periods. We can have a year of self-doubt. Some of us experience it constantly. But just sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you. And it doesn't matter if you don't believe in you. That's okay, because I do. And when you build that in and they believe that you are there, that you have their back, that you unconditionally will support them, it's quite amazing. And of course, self-belief only grows from action taking and results. So our whole program is around planned action. So at the end of every program, every workshop, the women go home, they've got 2 weeks and they have to take action. And it's fantastic because it moves them forward. So while we're prepared to go back to the past and look at what's gotten in the way traditionally for them, we're constantly pushing the women forward into a new life. And that's the secret of what we do.
And next Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, you've got an information session about the coming...
Yes. So you can go online and look at our website, or you can contact rita@gogirls.org.au. Shoot her an email. If you're not able to have access to a computer, you can go into any library in Victoria and they'll log on for you and you can send us an email. And our purpose, we're driven to for every woman to have a plan, whether it be a financial plan. You see, we work with financial advisors. It's fantastic. Once women get work, we help them with their superannuation and their workplace rights. Career plans are really important, life plans. So everything we do is about building a plan, and it is what makes the women, I guess, begin to develop confidence in themselves, because they've got a plan and they work their plan and it works for them. And along the way, we honour and connect and celebrate all our women's achievements. So we run dinners and we do lots of special things in our Go Girl community to help the women.
So spaces are limited, 14 women?
Yes, there are. So what we do is we have an information session at Wire. That's right, next Tuesday at 12:30. And you're all welcome to attend. And then we take registrations on the day, and we screen, and we can only take 14 on that first program, but nobody needs to worry, because there are more programs next year. And at the moment, we're searching for a champion partner, somebody who would like to, because, you know, industry and organisations can sponsor women onto the program, individual women, but we're looking to find a partner that where we become part of their story and their organisation becomes part of the Go Girls story, because we want to continue to do our work. And, so that's what we're doing.
And I suppose
we're loving it.
The most important step is the first step is to go and meet you, isn't it?
That's right.
To know that there are women out there who are ready to help and support you.
Absolutely. And if you don't get onto this program, that's okay. You will go onto a waiting list. But there are other ways we can help you. And Wire is amazing, because they will also refer you to other services where you can get assistance. And you might spend the next 6 months working on your resume through some of the other agencies that we can put you in contact with, so that by the time you get to our program, if you're on the waiting list and you come in next year, you know, then you've already started some work. So, look, I just want to say that for all women, any woman who wants to move forward in a more positive way should come and see us, and we're there to help.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks very much, Michelle from Go Girls Foundation, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, Mary, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.